Okay, and I also got a problem with the fact that you're an atheist.
Why do you have a problem with that?
Well, I mean,
I don't have a problem with whatever you are, and I don't even know what it is.
Well, let's just say I'm a believer.
So what? You're telling me you're intolerant of people who don't believe the same thing you do.
I'm not intolerant. I feel bad for those people.
No, you hate me for it. This is people who hate me.
Well, yeah, I do.
So what are you, a Christian?
Yes, I am.
And you hate me. Do you think Jesus hated people?
No, he doesn't.
But you do.
I know, and that's my problem.
I see. You have a problem. Maybe you ought to talk to your minister about it. I've had enough.
Where are all the adults in the world? People should not be having sex if they cannot accept the consequences of bringing a new life.
Sure they should. If abortion is legal, they should certainly have sex. And people are going to have sex whether you like it or not.
Yeah, they are.
And they're not all sick?
Well, I hope that your time on the air is cut short. I pray.
Why would it be? I'm where you live, I have the number one radio show.
Well, good for you.
But and it's been gone. Number one for years.
Good.
So it's not going off.
I hope to God it does.
But isn't it amazing how God has allowed me this wonderful almost 7-year run on the air in Seattle? Thank you, God.
Not anymore, buddy. Blow me up, please.
What? God has allowed me to have all these years on the air to infect children and all the guys in your neighborhood. You're probably a single mother also.
Yeah, you're right.
How did I know? By the way, what's your husband's name?
I'm not married.
Did you ever have a husband?
No, I have not been married.
So, Miss Morality, Miss Religion, what were you doing having a man's penis inside you? Can you explain that to me, please?
Okay, excuse me.
Why was a man's penis inside you if you are such a religion?